Its current state on WKAR, the 2014 Detroit Regional Chamber Conference on Mackinac Island, winds down today. The Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta has been there for the duration, and he joins us now with an update of what's always an eventful gathering. Hi, Rick.
Hello. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You managed to avoid any icebergs left in the water getting to the island,
I hear there's still ice on Lake Superior, but at least in the Mackinac Straits, there's no evidence that we're still suffering that. As a matter of fact, the weather's been beautiful.
Okay, that's encouraging. Possibly the most...
But I have not looked outside in the last 5 minutes.
Okay. Possibly the most surprising development to come out of the Mackinac Conference is the governor's suggestion that civil rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people be considered for inclusion under the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. What does this mean exactly?
Well, I mean, this has sort of been developing for a while, and there's a group of business leaders, a growing group of business leaders, who've been saying that it's important to them for, basically atmospheric purposes, including that would make it easier to retain and recruit talent, and it's just... time to update the law to include that, and those are the governor's people. I mean, that's the world that he came from before he went full time into politics, and it sounds like he wanted to be part of it. He is still a little equivocal about it, but at the same time, he is asking for the legislature to do all the things that typically culminate in voting on a bill and sending it to his desk.
How is the discussion likely to unfold in the legislature, do you think?
Well, both of the legislative leaders say it's time to do something on that, and really the big controversy there, it sounds like, will be what can you do to fold LGBT rights into the civil rights law while at the same time respecting the religious views of people who essentially object to gay rights.
Okay.
And so that's the balancing act that they are talking about. The governor, among others, would like to see the legislature tackle road funding, the state's role in the Detroit bailout first, and then they would probably begin their summer break in mid-June. But it's something on the to-do list when they come back. I'll forecast this, that there will not be an open discussion or a vote on this before the August primaries.
Okay. The conference was also one of the first major appearances for the two candidates who want Senator Levin's job after he leaves it. Democrat Gary Peters and Republican Terry Lynn Land both spoke. What'd you take away from that?
Well, yeah, it was carefully negotiated. It was back-to-back appearances that Gary Peters spoke first and then Terry Lynn Land. And no surprises in, what they said sort of platform-wise, but there was basically after the event, Terry Land stumbled in her first big scrum with the political media up here that she struggled with explaining her position on net neutrality and the Detroit auto rescue, and just seemed generally unprepared, and so there was a lot of coverage of that. It was not like her appearance 4 years ago when, she basically in front of the crowd was unable to explain her position on the gas tax, and everyone basically walked out and said, "We're going to turn our attention elsewhere." And we should point out that she came out of it and committed to do a statewide call-in show on our radio station. So that she's still trying to get in the game.
Detroit's new mayor Mike Duggan was pretty visible at the conference, and
visible. I would say he was the second most visible person after Rick Snyder.
Okay, and it would appear that the conference really dealt with Detroit an awful lot more maybe than usual, even though the Detroit Regional Chamber is the organizer of the event. What did you learn about Detroit? What did we take away from Mike Duggan's appearances?
You know, I don't think that we broke a lot of new ground, but, Mike Duggan is still in, he still is in his first 6 months as mayor, and as is often the case at this particular conference, a lot of hopes and aspirations are invested in the new mayor of Detroit. In this particular case, it happens to accompany, sort of the middle to final stages of the Detroit bankruptcy and everything, and everything that that follows that.
I was struck by Detroit Free Press columnist Tom Walsh, who wrote about
the
business columnist for the Freep, who wrote about the palpable optimism about Detroit at the conference. This is a guy who's been up there for many, many years and has covered Detroit for many, many years for the Free Press. Did you detect what he detected?
Oh, absolutely. But it's something like this. You're on Mackinac Island. It's a beautiful place. It sort of inspires optimism. As a matter of fact, it's one of the purposes of this conference. The question is, what happens when everyone gets, piles into their cars, drives back down I-75, and goes back to deal, with the reality of the place where the problems lie?
Right.
But, all of that said, there are tangible things going on right now, that there is the Detroit bankruptcy, that there is a brand new mayor, that, those are significant changes in what's been going on, on with the city. And so everyone is sort of, casting their eyes forward on those two things, one of them being post-bankruptcy, the other one being, the early stages of a new mayoralty.
We did talk at more length about Terry Land's performance here. Tell us a little bit more about Gary Peters. How did Gary Peters deal with the scrum?
Because of the nature of the event, what happened was Gary Peters spoke first, and one of the agreements was that they would not be in the room. The other candidate would not be in the room, and the other one was speaking. So Gary Peters won the coin toss, did his piece, took some questions, and then left.
I see.
Terry Land was the one who was left in the room after the fact. And part of it is she hasn't done a lot of public events, a lot of talking to the press, and so this was kind of her first engagement with the state's political media as a candidate. Gary Peters sort of walked the island, walked the porch of the Grand Hotel, but left shortly thereafter because he had to get back to D.C. for some congressional votes.
There was a reporter too that he was pretty long-winded, though.
He was a little pedantic, and as a matter of fact, the moderator of the event a couple of times asked him to shorten it up.
Mm. Education has been so much on lawmakers' minds lately. Teacher evaluation, Common Core standards, the MEAP versus Smarter Balanced. How much discussion of education has there been on the island?
I would say that there were three sort of main themes here as far as, Lansing policies go. One is the state's role in the Detroit bankruptcy. One is doing something about road funding. And one is, Common Core and student testing and all of that. And in all three cases, it really wasn't a whole lot of policy development. There was a lot of messaging to the politicians, to the elected officials, and especially the legislators who were up here to get those things done.
Any buzz on the Koch brothers getting involved in the Detroit bankruptcy issue?
No, but you know what? This is not their crowd. The Detroit Regional Chamber is the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. And it's kind of a right of center crowd, but these are not government hating Republicans. This is not a Tea Party crowd. This is a get it done crowd. And so you know, this is a group of people who are saying, look, you know, we need to ship our stuff on the roads, and right now they're filled with potholes, so, you know, raise the revenue, do something about that. You know, in the case of the D.C. crew, the members of Congress, it's, you know, let's get that new bridge built in Detroit, and let's get the Customs Plaza, which is sort of the current controversy that's brewing on that. Let's get that built, but let's get all of that done. This is not the, you know, no new taxes ever crowd. Not at all.
Okay. Rick, we want to thank you and WDET for your assistance here the other day in lining up Congressman John Dingell for us here. That went very well. We appreciate it a lot.
Oh, no, you're very, very welcome. And we were, you know, we were glad to do it. It's kind of funny that, you know, this is really a farewell tour for some venerable Michigan political
Indeed.
Names. John Dingell, Carl Levin was honored yesterday, and a lot of talk about, you know, what are we going to do to try and you know maintain and rebuild Michigan's influence
Indeed.
In Congress.
Indeed. Rick Pluta is the managing editor and state capitol bureau chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network from Mackinac Island. Thank you, Rick.
Oh, you betcha.